In this bulletin, the federal government says it remains committed to meeting its Paris emission targets as Scott Morrison moves to drop the National Energy Guarantee. Turkey fails to convince Iran and Russia to stop an offensive against the last rebel stronghold in Syria. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic through to the US Open final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Morrison government says it remains committed to meeting its Paris emissions targets, even as it moves to dump its national energy policy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will propose ditching the National Energy Guarantee in a party room meeting when Parliament resumes next week. Hundreds of people have protested in Mr. Morrison's Sydney electorate, calling on the Prime Minister to take stronger action on climate change. Kate Schmolsky from the New South Wales Nature Conservation Council says Mr. Morrison is missing the bigger picture.
The reason that we had the rally today was for everyday Australians to rise up in Scott Morrison's backyard and say, politics as usual is not good enough. We need to raise the ambition on climate change. We need to get coal out of politics, the revolving door of those hanging on to a dwindling industry.
Around 100 supporters of a Tamil family facing deportation have marched to Peter Dutton's Brisbane office, demanding the Home Affairs Minister intervene in their case. It comes as Mr. Dutton faces pressure for personally stopping the deportation of a number of foreign au pairs, and on one occasion at the request of a known Liberal Party donor. The Tamil's family's supporters say they're fearful of what may happen if the family is sent back to Sri Lanka. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has urged Russia to give it more time to work on evacuation routes for civilians in Idlib. Syrian forces backed by Russia and Iran are poised to attack the last major rebel stronghold in Syria after the latest negotiations for a ceasefire failed. Mr. de Mistura says he fears civilians will die unless time is allowed for efforts to separate UN-designated terrorists from within the population of Idlib.
People should be granted safe passage to places of their own choosing if they want to leave temporarily. We must allow the opening of a sufficient number of protected voluntary evacuation routes for civilians in any direction, east, north and south. And for that, we must be granted access, the UN, and at a scale.
Soaring wool and meat prices are believed to be spurring a wave of livestock thefts across the country. Millions of dollars worth of animals have been reported stolen from rural areas in the past 12 months. It's an extra blow for some farmers already suffering from the drought. South Australian Police Chief Superintendent Dean Miller says the spike has prompted more training for police in regional areas.
We take very seriously the theft of stock from anywhere. It is a huge industry that we know right across Australia.
The former advisor to United States President Donald Trump, who'd sparked the inquiry into possible collusion with Russia, has been sentenced to 14 days in jail. George Papadopoulos has pleaded guilty to lying to investigators of potential ties between Russian operatives and Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Mr. Papadopoulos had been in contact with a Maltese academic who claimed Russia had access to the emails of Mr. Trump's then-presidential rival, Hillary Clinton. Mr. Papadopoulos then told the Trump campaign he could set up a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Papadopoulos has also been handed 12 months of supervised release, 200 hours of community service and a fine of over $13,000 Australian dollars. And to sport in tennis, Novak Djokovic is through to his 8th US Open final after beating Kei Nishikori in straight sets. The Serbian won their semi-final clash 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. Djokovic says he's feeling at the top of his game.
It felt really good. I thought I came in today from the first point out of the blocks with a great intensity, great focus. I thought I played really, really well.
The result came after defending champion Rafael Nadal retired from his semi-final clash with Juan Martin Del Potro with a knee injury. Del Potro will play Djokovic in the final, which will be played on Monday morning, Australian time. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 23, Adelaide mostly sunny 19, Melbourne cloudy 18, Hobart shower or two 16, Canberra early frost 17, Wollongong sunny 19, sunny also in Sydney 21, Newcastle mostly sunny 21, Brisbane sunny 27, Cairns partly cloudy 30, and Darwin's sunny 35. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.